This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, okay. Okay, assalamu alaikum. Sorry for the delay, but we had some technical issues, but alhamdulillah. Bismillah walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma alimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima alamtana innaka sami'un mujibu al-dua. Allahumma ni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa qalbin la yakhsha' wa nafsin la tashba' wa du'ain la yusma. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. The one in the back, there is a couple of empty spaces here. If you want to be closer, there is like a couple of empty chairs here. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, we're back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for some reason, this is what, how many weeks now? It's like 6 weeks. 5 years. Yeah, yani it's a little bit a longer space, but alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to be back. Walillah alhamd, and we're gonna finish the Quran, but we didn't finish, but the surah that we are gonna be covering today. Before I start with the surah, there's a couple of announcements. Number one, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, last weekend we had a really nice program, both for the woman and for the youth, especially for the youth. We had more than 100 girls, actually. Yeah, subhanAllah, we had to separate them. I mean, we did a Saturday, I think we had 35, and then Sunday where there was a lot of the girls. SubhanAllah, some people drove 2 hours. What a ni'mah we are living in Irvine. Yeah, I mean, I met a family and they said, we drove because there's nothing in where we are. I can't remember the place they said, but they said 65 miles from here. So alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, ya rabbi laka alhamd, jazakumullah khair for all whoever came and whoever wanted to come and couldn't and whoever was thinking, it's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second thing is in February, this is actually what is going to happen bi-idhnillah. Every month we're going to be doing a program, Jannah Institute, free for the community, of course for the woman. And we're trying to bring things that has not been done before here. We don't want to do something that have been done or somebody else is doing it, because then you can... that we didn't. So this coming month, because it's Ramadan, before Ramadan, so this is only the one that we're doing two, actually. We're doing the fiqh of menstruation, but it's not about menstruation only. It's any bleeding. So if your daughter 6 years old has a bleeding, if you are 55 or 60 and you have bleeding, if you're pregnant and you have bleeding, what are you going to do in Ramadan? And the reason I do this, and I do this every year, because this is the most common question I get in Ramadan. I mean, subhanAllah, allow in Hajj. Last year, I had 400 questions in Hajj. And I don't blame the woman, because it is sometimes very confusing. And you don't want to give fatwa to yourself, and the fatwa may be wrong. So alhamdulillah, we are doing it the first weekend in February. February 1st and 2nd, if I am right. And then we are doing it on-site, online. The on-site is very limited number. It's only 25 women because of the space. And we want to give the people their due right. Online it's open as many as we can get. And the on-site will get a little bit more from me is after we finish, we'll have more time for interaction. The way we're going to do it, which we did it last year, it was very well received. Walillah alhamd. The day one will be the theory. I'll teach you. But the second day is all question answers. Every question you have in your mind. Then inshallah, because many of us, the question someone asks is us, and then you will learn it. And even if you have questions already, you can go ahead and send it to the office at jannahinstitute.org. But please, if you are planning to come, and I'm talking here to the local people, please go ahead and register, because you don't want to be, as always, last minute, or please, we really cannot take more than that number, right? The size, the place, the class, and also for the best benefit. Then Sunday the 16th, this is a free program for everybody, for women and also youth, is about fasting. And we do this in two ways. We do the morning and the evening. It's a whole day workshop. Morning is the fiqh of fasting. And this also you have to learn. And in the afternoon is the inner dimension of fasting. What does it mean to fast? Why is fasting? Why is Ramadan? And inshallah, bi-idhnillah, this is very beneficial for everybody. So please go ahead and also register, because that's also a limited number. We cannot, like, if we get more than what we get in Jannah, the biggest place we have is this. And this place cannot take more than 120. So if you're planning to come, please go ahead and register. We don't want people at the last minute here standing. And I don't know if I can do it here because we have slides. So we'll see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe on the other side, will work. So mark your calendar. February 16 is the Ramadan workshop. And the weekend, 1st and 2nd of February, is the fiqh of menstruation. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I'm going to go ahead and cover Surah An-Nas, which is a very common, well-known surah, subhanAllah. And for some reason, Allah put it at the end. Although it was not the last chapter in the Quran. It was not the last chapter that was revealed. In fact, there is a debate whether the surah was revealed in Mecca or was revealed in Medina. When there is a debate, that means not the last one. What is the last verse that was revealed in the Quran? Don't say it, raise your hand. So there is two opinion. One says, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم إسلام دينا. This is in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Today, I have completed your deen. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. Allah is saying, I completed the deen. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي and I have finalized all the blessings وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ and I am pleased, Allah saying this to us. This is a weaker opinion. The stronger opinion says the last verse that was revealed in the Quran, نعم وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ It's in Surah Al-Baqarah. It is the last verse, it's in the page. You know the longest ayah in the Quran, they call it Ayatul Dain, is the verse that Allah talks about when, what is the ruling when you want to take a loan, there is rules. So in that, before it exactly, there is this verse, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ And this is, probably this is the most correct, because the meaning of it, as if it is the finale, and Allah is saying, beware of a day, you will go back to Allah. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ Then every soul will be, تُوَفَّى meaning, you will be given what you deserve. تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ Whatever she or he did, they will be rewarded or taken accountable. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ And there will be no injustice. So these are the two, there is no different opinion. One of them is the last. It's not Surah An-Nas. And even it is not the last chapter that was revealed. But why did Allah put it at the end? Remember, the sequence in the Quran is not people put it. Why it was the end? It's very nice. It's something you know when you want to learn? Just ask these questions. The best way to learn is to ask why the Surah An-Nas was the end. Number one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted it. But the connection, because if you finish the Quran, what is the next thing you're going to read? Al-Fatiha. What is Al-Fatiha talks about? Talks about Allah and talks about إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ You, only you we worship and only you we seek help, right? What is قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ? What is Surah An-Nas talks about? Taking refuge in Allah. The whole surah, take refuge in Allah. This means anything I want, I need to ask Allah. Whether I am in big trouble, I'm afraid, I'm scared, someone is going to hurt me, said this may happen to me, I need Allah to help me, or I literally want to get the best, this phone, this is not, but let's say the newest version of the phone, and I just don't have the means, or I need it, I wanted it, ask Allah. Because Surah Al-Fatiha gives you the whole thing. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ You only we worship, and you only we seek help. And then Surah An-Nas is, when you go through the challenges of the day, which I'm going to come to it, who do you turn to? But do we? Do we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. No. We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when? When nothing happens. When nothing works. Right? I tried, I called, I Googled, I read, but nothing is working. Okay, let me try dua. Let me try. But you know what? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is generous, He still gives us. Although we put Him as, may Allah forgive me for this word, but I just want to make it clear to everybody. We put Him as a last resort. And it should be the first, with second, with third, with fourth. And as I'm asking Him, if I put Him number one, He will make the things that didn't work, He will make it work. If I turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I said this yesterday to the young professionals, it was a beautiful reel. Came, I'm sure it came on your Instagram, maybe 3-4 days before the ceasefire. It was about a young boy. And the young boy was carrying water. Did you see it? Like maybe it didn't come to you. So he was maybe 9 or 10. I don't think even 10. You know, very thin. It was two big, huge jugs. And he was trying. He couldn't even move it. I mean, water is very heavy, right? Someone was filming him. You know what he said? Ya qawi qawini. Alone, in the middle of the rubbles. And I'm sure there was the zannana on top of his head, which is the drones. And yet he didn't look, and there were people around him. I mean, it was a very short reel, but it was a whole lesson. Literally, the title of the reel, he says, this boy knows Allah. Whoever wrote it. And he didn't look at anyone and says, come and help me. He said, ya qawi qawini, and guess what? He was able to carry it. Two big jugs. SubhanAllah, I didn't save it, but really look for it. Because that's what al-isti'ana. This is by itself is an act of worship. When you ask Allah to help you, it is an act of worship. Is I am asking Allah for something I want, yet He will reward me for asking, let alone He will give it to me. But we, as human beings, subhanAllah, for some reason, I don't know what's the word we say. Ghafilin for sure. We're heedless, we forget, we're too busy. But also we're miser for ourselves. We don't know what we are missing, as we say. So, an-nas, which is connected with al-falaq that we talked about before the break. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. I seek refuge. Same as Allah, but he didn't say Allah. He said, رَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. Remember, we talked about it in details. The Lord of the what? What's al-falaq? Yes, it's the separation between two things. And there, I was seeking refuge from what? From evil people, from magic, from harm, external. Right? What does an-nas talks about? قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ right? مِنْ شَرِّ وَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ أَلَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. Say, I seek, قُلْ أَعُوذُ, I seek refuge. طيب, refuge from whom? Refuge with whom and from whom or from what? We all say it, but I don't think we go deeper, right? So say, أَعُوذُ, I am seeking refuge from whom? To understand this easily, when you have rain, what is the refuge you take? Either umbrella, or you go under, either inside, or you go under a shade, a something that you don't get wet. This is your seeking refuge. When it's too hot, you go under a tree. You are literally seeking refuge in a tree. So, a'udhu, I'm seeking refuge. This is general word. Word, right? Bi Rabbi Nas, the Lord of the mankind. I'll come to it in a second. But look at the rhyme here and the rhythm. A'udhu, I seek refuge. From whom? No, I'm seeking refuge with whom? Who I am looking to help me or to save me or protect me. He called himself three things. رب الناس, the Lord of the mankind, ملك الناس, the King of the mankind, إله الناس, the God of mankind. Why? Why? Ya Allah, how many times you have read قل أعوذ برب الناس? Huh? To show his power, he could have said قل أعوذ برب ال... قل أعوذ بالقدير. It's interesting. That's why you need to read, because it's beautiful. The surah has different meaning. Even when I was reading, I was like, there's so many beautiful I put in my notes, right? So أعوذ برب الناس. There, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has so many names, right? And there is characters or attributes. Rabb is what? Is an attribute? Or is a name? Ar-Rabb, Ar-Rabb. Is it a name of Allah? Or it's an attribute? Mainly an attribute. What does Ar-Rabb mean? We use it in the Arabic language in the dunya. We said Rabbul Bayt, right? So we said Rabbul Bayt. We said Rabbul Amal also. We said the Lord of the house, the Lord of, or the head, let's say, the head of the house or the head of the company. What does that mean? For human being, the person who has control over everything in the company, or the control over the house, but not only the control, the person who provide everything. And the person, again, could be she or he, or the person who protect people run to solve their problems. So here he said, Rabbun Nas, he is the Lord of the mankind, meaning that's who Allah should be for me. But let's see, where are we? I'm going to read some of it because it's beautiful. Ar-Rabb basically is the number one, Al-Mudabbir. I'm sorry. Number one is Al-Khaliq. The first thing, Ar-Rabb is the one, the creator. But so the Rabb has more than one name and attribute of Allah all under that one. So Al-Khaliq, he creates. But he's not yet Rabb. What else he has to do to become Rabb? Take care of all the affairs. Everything he created, he takes care of its affair. The bird, the fish, let alone the human beings. And Al-Mudabbir meaning, so many meanings, it's one of the names of Allah. Basically, he fashioned you and me, created you and me in a way that I can live on this earth. And the earth, he created it in a way that I can live on this earth. Right? Are you seeing the extreme weather now? Why? When did Texas see that temperature and that snowstorm? Because we're ruining it. Because when he creates things, he creates it perfection. He knows what human being need. He knows what the fish need. He knows what the bird need. Al-Mudabbir. Takes care of all the affair. Literally, think of a head of a work or a company and a head of the house. So that's number one. But then that should be enough. La. رب الناس ملك الناس. What is the ملك? The king. What is the king? No. ملك is number one. من الملك. The owner. Right? The owner. He owns us all. He has full control over us. If he wants something, he can do it right away. If you want to change something, he can do it right away. And then إله الناس. Why is that? What is the emphasis here? Why إله? God. What does God mean? The only one deserves to be worshipped. The only one deserves to be worshipped because he is Rabb, because he is the head of everything, and because he owns everything. That's why I keep reminding myself and I keep telling people, don't say I have it. It's mine. It's not mine. It's not yours. It's not your home. He gave me and happened to be in my name, or the car, or the children, or the clothes, or whatever we have. So Allah gave it to us, because in a minute He can take it away. And we've seen it. What did we learn from the fires? 1 hour from us. What did we learn? Nothing. What did we learn? When you were seeing these fires, I'm sure everybody was thinking of the hellfire. طيب, alhamdulillah. But what else? What else? Yes. When a second, in a second, all this million-dollar homes, or even not necessarily the big, huge homes, but some of it were really big, huge homes, but everything people had, not necessarily gone, they left it. Left it. Many of them left it because of fear. So Malik al-Nas, Ilah al-Nas, He owns everything, and He's the only one I should worship. So this is for me. I need, when I read this, I need to change my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He owns me, He owns everything. He's the only one I should worship. I should worship. And He is the one who's taking care of my affairs. When I need something, go to the source. And when I need to go to the source, then He's the only one who deserves my prayers and my reliance and my asking for needs. So قُلْ أَعُوذُ. But then these three, and what I'm seeking refuge from. So I went to the one who has the power, who can protect me. He's the right person. But I am seeking refuge from what? Why? Evil. Like devil. Why? Because look how... Did Allah says devil? No. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Seek refuge. Everybody now is reading it. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. I seek refuge in the Lord of the mankind. مَلِكِ النَّاسِ. The king of the mankind. إِلَهِ النَّاسِ. The God of the mankind. From what? He didn't say devil. That's something practically we need to live it. Min sharri, from the evil of the one who whispers and the one who disappears. What does that mean? I am always exposed to that who will, I'm always exposed to evil. Because first he said evil. Second, the whispers inside me and you. And third is? He didn't say devil. There's no devil. ما في شيطان في هذه السورة. He is nothing. خناس. Disappear. And we kept saying شيطان. Anytime you ask anybody, he said شيطان. I was like, he can disappear in a second. Right? من شر الوسواس الخناس. Why did Allah says خناس? Disappear. Why? Huh? No, this is not about Allah doing it. This is something I have to do. This is something I have to do, and here, and he will disappear. So all of you know. So what is the issue then? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek refuge in Allah from the cursed devil. So Surah An-Nas teaches me the following, right? مِن شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ. Now, before I get to the end, الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. The one who whispers in the chest of mankind. مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. What is jinnah here? Not jannah, jinnah. What is jinnah? Jinn. And والناس, mankind. طيب, what is that? Number one. And then I'll share with you some hadiths about this. Number one, no one will protect me from my weaknesses, which I throw it in the basket. I call, this is me. I call the basket the shaitan. Anything happens to me is the shaitan. Okay. It's true to a certain extent. But what am I doing? What I'm doing to that basket, I'm keeping it there. If you have a basket in your a trash can, don't you do what? Don't you empty it? Don't you empty it? Right? Okay. So how do I empty that trash can? How do I empty that trash can? Yes, that's what you say. So Allah is saying, Shaytan is there for us. Because he said it repeatedly in the Quran. I mean, you read the Quran, right? فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. By your majesty, I'm going to lure all of them. I'm going to make them disobey you. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمْ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Except the special servants of yours. And the special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this context is doesn't have to be the most righteous person. It's the person who remember to say, A'udhu billahi min shaytan rajim. Who remember to turn to Allah right away and say, I seek refuge in Allah from the cursed devil. But when he whisper inside you and me, we don't do it. When you are backbiting somebody and someone reminds you and says, this is not what we should say. You say, oh, it's my shaitan. Tayyib, it's your shaitan. It's probably true. Say, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. And the shaitan with us in our blood. And this, look at this story. And this story has so many lessons we need to learn. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was walking in Medina. It was in Ramadan actually, right? And it's actually in Bukhari and Muslim. And this story is after the hijab, after the Surah An-Nur. So the face was completely covered. So Sayyida Safiya, his wife, came to visit him. He was in i'tikaf, came to visit him. And he was walking her back to the house. Of course, the distance is very small. I'm very short. So as he was walking, she was completely covered. Two Sahabis walked. And when they saw Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam with the woman, they walked quickly. And he looked at them and says, Innaha Safiya. Right away. They said, Ya Rasulullah, this is Safiya. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, yani, will we ever even think? He responded. He didn't say anything to them about them. Rather, he said, Inna shaytana, verily the shaytan, yajri ma'a bani Adam majra dam, min ibni Adam majra dam. Shaytan run with the human being like the blood inside you and me. And in another addition, and that's actually related to fasting, and it says, فَضَيِّقُ مَجَارِيهِ بِالصَّوْمِ. Make his path very narrow by fasting. But the idea is, even Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, they didn't say we think anything. They just walked quickly. Out of respect, he's walking with a woman. But Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, just in case shaitan, innaha Safiya, this is my wife. And that's actually another, there's many lessons we learn from this. But one of the lessons is don't put yourself in a position of suspicion at all. And don't blame people when they suspect. They shouldn't, but if it happened, I put myself in that position. Right? Don't be alone with a man somewhere. And if somebody will see you, or don't dress in a way, and this is not you, because that's what the impression people will take. Right? But what we learn from this hadith is, and he actually continued and he said, وَإِنِّي خَشِيتُ أَن يَقْذِفَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمَا شَيْئًا أَوْ قَالَ شَرًّا. He said, Shaytan travel with the human being like the blood travel in the vessels. And I was worried. That's a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. I was worried he will throw something in your hearts. So shaitan is always with us. Al-falaq, protect me and you from the external harm. And nas, protect me from the internal harm. Because it is, yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas. He whisper inside me, in the chest. And the chest is what? It's the spiritual heart. Like when you are in the morning waking up, again, I call it the Fajr dilemma or the Fajr struggle. Who's telling you there's another 30 minutes? Who's telling you you're tired? Who's telling you Allah is Ghafoor Rahim? But he's not telling you Allah is Shadidul Iqab. Who's that? Shaitan. Because he does not want you or me or us to what? Obey him. He does not want to obey him. And Allah, in more than one place, he said, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Shaitan is your enemy. Take him as an enemy. It's very interesting here. Because if Allah says his enemy and I know it's enemy, why did he emphasize فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا? Because we don't do it. Take him as your enemy. If you have someone and you know they are your enemy, what do you normally do? What do you normally do? Stay away from them. Protect yourself from them. You say this to the youth, right? This is not a good company. Stay away from them. That's what shaitan is. However, he is, and because of my ghafla, because I'm not always in a state of remembrance, he's there. But Allah gave me the recipe right away. You're thirsty, drink water. You're tired, sit down. He's whispering, say, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. But we don't. Look at the other hadith, right? Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. That's where al-waswas al-khannas. Inna shaitana wadi'un khatmuhu ala qalb ibn Adam. Fa'in dhukir Allah, fa'in dhakar Allah, khanas. Wa'in nasi al-taqama qalbah. فَذَلِكَ الْوَسْوَاسُ وَالْخَنَّاسِ. She said the following. The shaitan is putting his face inside the heart. And it's a figure of speech. Inside the heart of the human being. He's there. He's like standing. You know when someone's stalking you? I hope nobody have ever got into this experience. But when someone stalks someone, you walk and you are very worried. Right? And sometimes you put the phone and like, okay, anybody behind me, right? That's shaitan with us. Because he said it in another verse. He said, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. He said to Allah, I am going to lure all your servants. هذه في الأعراف. And then I'm going to come to them from the front, from the back, from the right and from the left, and you will see the majority of them are not grateful, meaning they will listen to me. So here Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, shaitan is putting his khatam, putting his face or his body on the, or sitting on the heart of the human being. فَإِن ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ, when the human being remember Allah, khanas. Khanas meaning he will disappear, or he will be very small. وَإِن نَسِيَ, and the human being forgot, إِلْتَقَمَ قَلْبَ, he will control the heart. فَذَلِكَ الْوَسْوَاسُ الْخَنَّاسِ. That's the one who whispers, and then at the same time, gets disappear. What do I take home from this? Number one, stay in dhikr of Allah. Because he's not going to come, number one. Like remember, I always remember, I hope you didn't forget. Did you forget COVID? I hope you didn't, right? Who can? What did we do in COVID? We protected ourselves. What did we do? We had masks, right? Social distance, and we stayed home. Why? To protect us. And it did. And then we took, alhamdulillah, majority of people took vaccines. And that's how we are back. Now we are. 2 years ago, we couldn't do that. Right? For a year and a half, almost 2 years. With shaitan, it's the COVID around me 24/7. The virus is around me 24/7. I need to take precautions. What is the precautions? One thing only. Be in dhikr of Allah. A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. And if we are continuously in this, he's going to go and find somewhere else. Because every human being has a shaitan, including the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Do you know that? But his shaitan became Muslim. That's what Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said. Everyone. And Allah said it. وكذلك جعلنا لكل نبي عدوا شياطين الإنس والجن يوحي بعضهم إلى بعض زخرف القول غرورا. الله said this in Surah Al-An'am. We have made to every prophet, every messenger, an enemy of shaitan, from the ins and from the jinn. The jinn, we don't see them, the one that whispered. The ins, you know who's that person? The person who comes to you and says, don't put your hijab, it's not an obligation. The person who comes to you and says, it's okay, didn't wake up for Fajr. The person who comes to you and makes you speak, you and him or her, and you keep disobeying Allah in what you are saying. Those are shayateen al-ins. Those are the bad company that we talked about. The bad company that takes you away and takes me away from Allah. So قُلْ أَعُوذُ. Say, meaning say it. Meaning I need to seek refuge. Meaning I'm not strong enough and Allah is telling you and me. Meaning that no one is going to protect me except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In his three characters, in his three attributes, subhanahu, he's the one who created me to take care of my affair, everything, small and big. He is the one who owns everything. And he is the one who's only worthy of worship. And when I say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, by the way, it's an act of worship because I remembered Allah. So I am asking Allah to protect me and he will reward me because I asked and he will reward me by protecting me. What else we want? What else we want? Subhanallah. That's why I told you we are very miser. Allah is very generous. He is waiting for you and me to do something, yet too busy. Tomorrow, when I become 40, when I go to Hajj, all these list of excuses. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And the other thing I want to say is saying beautifully to Abdullah ibn Abbas. And he said, I will read something very nice for you at the end. Alhamdulillah, Allah made me remember. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said, Ash-shaytanu jathimu ala qalb ibn Adam. Another, he said, the shaytan is sitting this time on the heart of the human being. فَإِذَا سَهَا وَغَفَلْ وَسْوَسْ. When he or she is not in dhikr, they will whisper. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ خَنَسْ. And when you remember Allah, he will disappear. As I was finishing, because this is the last, right? So this is a book, by the way, very good. It's not translated, unfortunately. For those of you who know Arabic, I'm sure you know it. It's a tafsir al-muyassar. Wahb al-Zuhayli, may Allah bless his soul. So he wrote this. The man died, طبعاً. Okay? So I'm going to read it to you because it's really moving, right? He said, I'm going to translate it. فَقَسَجَدْتُ لِلَّهِ شُكْرًا تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. I am prostrated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of thankfulness when I finished this book. This is the last thing, right? Because of all the blessings he gave me and he made me continue and finish the blessing, this book. And he put the date and the time. It's what, 8 a.m. on the morning, on a Monday morning. And it was June 27, 1988. And I was 56 years of age. Then he said, I have completely emptied myself to finish this book throughout years. And I left my home and I left my family to go to another country. So I have more time to do this. And then he said, the first thing he was talking about, he has a lot of amazing books, but look at the end. And he died. And I was reading this and I was like, subhanAllah, he made dua for himself. And look how many of us makes dua for ourselves. And he said, فَاللَّهُمَّ لَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَالشُّكْرِ. Ya Allah, all the praise and thankfulness to you. Make every letter from this book, make every letter of your book and every letter in this commentary and everything I wrote purely for your face, purely for you only, and make it benefit and make goodness comes out of it. Now he's making dua for himself. And make me free of the hellfire, every bit of my body and my soul and my hair and my skin and my bone and my sam'ah, my hearing and my seeing and my brain and my blood. وَأَدْخِلْنِي الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامٍ. I get goosebumps. Subhanallah. I was not planning. I was just like finishing and I was like, oh, let me see. What is this? And I was like, this is beautiful. And then he made a great, amazing thankfulness to Allah. Subhanak Allahumma la ahsi thana'an alayk. It's the dua for Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Glorify you, Ya Allah. There is nothing enough. No words is enough to thank you. But I will thank you the way you thanked yourself. كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا لطيف فوق كل لطيف. Ya Allah, you're the settle above every settle. ألطف بي في أموري كلها. He's making dua for himself. That's how miser we are. You know, he didn't say, Ya Allah, give me or give me. Subhanallah. ألطف بي في أموري كلها. Make every part of my affairs easy. كلها كما أحب. And make it like I like. And make وردني في دنياي. And make me pleased with my dunya. And my akhira. واغفر لي. And forgive me. And my parents and all the Muslims and the Muslimat. The men and the women Muslims. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. May Allah give him Jannat al-Firdaus. He died very young, actually. Yeah, he died in his 60s, he was. Maybe early 70s. And he has amazing books, subhanAllah. He has Al-Fiqh al-Islami wa Adillata. He has one of the best books of fiqh. It's about 11 chapters. He has a beautiful book. This is one of very well-known book of tafsir. And he has also a beautiful book about the balagha of the Quran. Amazing, subhanAllah. And he's a Syrian, by the way. I'm sure you all know. Yeah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us one day someone read this and say this was amazing. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. You never know. This is the reason I was sharing this with all everybody, that make sure you leave something behind you that other than the children, because 50 years from now, the children will be gone. Right? Here, this is will be here forever. Till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes this world. And I'm sure very soon this is going to be translated. This is a very nice book. It's contemporary, very easy language. And he brought every tafsir that you can think of. He put it all. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him Jannat al-Firdaus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us, again, worthy of even reading his book. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us leave something behind us that people will remember us and that will be for us, not against us. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa an. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira. Any question? Fayrouz, you had a question? Yes. Yes, didn't you have a question?
Yeah,
please do.
I know each one of us has a shaytan.
Yes.
I didn't know what
so just the Rasul alayhi salatu was, not us.
Oh,
yeah. If our shaytan was Muslim, what is the problem? No, it's only Rasul alayhi salatu was. That's okay, you're optimistic, yeah, Fayrouz, but it doesn't work this way. Yes. How do we protect our homes from the jinn? Yeah, no. I love how many muftis are in this room. Okay. Are you ready? You asked. Move out all this disobedience of Allah. If you have a TV and you're watching something in TV, it's haram. You're inviting every shaitan free. So number one, remove the haram. Remove the haram from the home, subhanAllah. We are living a time where haram is normal. And haram is beautiful. And haram is free. Haram, everybody does it. Well, haram, there is thousands of people who will justify it for you. Right? So it's a huge struggle. But number one, remove the haram. Make sure the house, there is dhikr in this house. There is salah. That's why from the sunnah is you don't pray sunnah in the masjid. You pray sunnah in the house. لا تجعلوا بيوتكم مقابر. Don't make your homes like graveyards where there is no dhikr of Allah. So the house is protected when there is no haram, no pictures all over, all the pictures are haram. And make dhikr. Salah is dhikr. Reading Quran is dhikr. Putting Quran in the TV is dhikr. Always there is dhikr. There is goodness in that house. Baytun Mubarak. Why did Sayyidina Nuh, when he came out of the ship, what did he say? لَمَا أَنزِلْنِي مُنزَلًا مُبَارَكًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْمُنزِلِينَ Ya Allah, make this where I am going to be a blessed place. What is a blessed place? What is barakah? Meaning, everything in it?
Safe.
Exactly. Increase the potential, pleasing to Allah. So that's what you do to protect the jinn. And I'm talking about the jinn that will push us to disobey Allah is the same thing. A'udhu bi Rabbi al-Nas. Same thing. You seek refuge in Allah by words and by actions. Yes. Now I talked about jinn, everybody's going to ask about the jinn. Yes.
You said that don't put yourself in a position where, like, someone suspects you.
Yes.
But what if I'm just like being like my normal self? I'm doing something, but people are always because constantly, people just talk with them bad. And what if I'm just
Then you need to change the way you do things. يعني العرف, what is accepted, right? You're not gonna please everybody. You're not gonna live to please people. You live to please Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. But also you have to know that there is customs. The customs, as long as it does not, for example, words, right? You say here cool in the United States, meaning nice, right? You go to England, you say cool, everybody will look at you. Of course, now they know it because of the internet. But in general, in their language, there isn't cool. There's splendid. There's beautiful. There's excellent. So that's urf. So when I am, let's say, if I am a young woman or a woman and you're very loud, voice-wise, loud, speak loud, and you use not very pleasant language, what impression you're giving about people, right? I'm saying I am, or that person is, vulgar. Why do I blame them when they say this? Why do I blame them? In the only one of the few exceptions that backbiting is allowed, you know when? When the person is publicly disobey Allah. مُجَاهِرٌ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ. So when I put and post on social media my pictures that is absolutely not pleasing to Allah, what do I expect people will say about me? And my account is public. Everybody can see it. Why do I blame people? Right? But if I am pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm going the way pleases Him. But people don't like it because whatever they think, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm not going to please everybody. So I need to see what is the accepted, the way I look, the way I dress, the way I carry myself, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us. Yes. Oh yeah, absolutely. Wahba al-Zuhayli. Wahba al-Zuhayli. He's very well known. Yes. Yes, please. Let's take it. No problem. We're going to give you a bonus because I had 5 weeks, no class. Okay. Just give me... Don't give me numbers. I wish I memorized the numbers. I should, but I didn't. Just give me the idea.
Yeah, like we
disobey
in like the...
Oh, Ayah 34.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. طيب. لا هذه that's we have to do a class about it. Yeah, وضربوهن. Yeah. It's a whole class about it. I spend 1 hour in the Year of Knowledge, the morning class, about this ayah. Because it's one of the most misunderstood. And especially when it is translated as beat them. It is not beat them. You have to translate it in the right way, right? So it's not hitting and it's not beating, right? Because there is a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam explain this verse. Email me if you have any questions and I'll be more than happy to help you. This is very important. It's one of the ones that Islam is being attacked. So absolutely, just email me, we'll work together inshallah. It's ayah 34 in Surah An-Nisa. When the wife when she does not give the husband his right. And repeatedly, not only once. Yes. And I'm sorry, and there's a sequence. So there's a 3 stages, right? 1 and 2, and if not, then the 3rd. Yes. Yes.
Right now in school, I'm in a private school, we're learning about a book that's like it talks about Islam and like it shows it in a bad way, because like this, it just talks about the Iranian revolution and how like Muslims are like it's like a misunderstanding. When I'm sitting in the class, I'm like the only one that's Muslim, who everyone's like attacking like the religion in some way or another. Actually, it's just talking about how like people, like the girls are being forced to wear the hijab. What do I do in a situation where like I don't want to hear this, but like I'm forced to because I have to write it? Like,
why don't you stand up and tell them this is not exactly Islam?
I'm doing a presentation on like tomorrow about the like, because I told them in front of the whole class of Elifilati, I was like, I disagree, this is not how like Islam is.
Mumta, perfect.
And I told them like I got a bit mad for shade because they were like attacking Islam, like they were like,
that's fine. So you stood up and said this is not Islam.
Yeah,
and they said, you know what? Give us the real side of Islam.
Yeah, so now tomorrow that we
have
to do a presentation about like Islam.
Lovely.
But, like how do I in a polite way, like yeah, I want to like prove them like wrong.
Don't prove them. Don't prove anybody wrong. That's not your job. Just show them the beauty. Because once you want to prove, it's going to be your nafs. And if you don't, you're going to get upset. And the moment you get upset, you lost it. You come in, as Sayyidina Umar, I always remember this. Lesna ala haq. Aren't we on the right path? Yes? Done. You come from that start. Right? If you see the truth, alhamdulillah. If you didn't see the truth, I'll make dua for you. That's how I go. Pray the Islamic prayer?
Yeah, because we're talking about the same, yeah, like the difference between both of them. Well, should I have the difference between both of them, like the time and stuff? But, like, do you think it's appropriate if I do it or not?
That's a tough one. How about you put a video? Exactly. Yeah, just put a video to be on the safe side. Yeah. Okay. Yes. There's an online question. I don't see it. No, using tasbih or bid'ah. Using tasbih is not a bid'ah. People, everything, throw it in the, again, the another basket called bid'ah. It is not, right? Is that, so the question is, can I use the sibha for tasbih, we call it, or sibha in the Arabic language, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why you're using it, right? So many people, it helps them to remember. What is the bid'ah here? Right? So absolutely not. Better though, which I know what the teacher is saying, better is to use your fingers. Why? Because they will witness for me on the day of judgment. So yes, for sure. But if I use my fingers and I lose it, I can't focus, yes, then definitely use the subha. I personally prefer to use my fingers. I want every bit in me, lahmi wa admi, and everything to witness for me. But it's definitely not a bid'ah. What if the husband doesn't want it? Okay, that's a different story I have to answer privately. Yes. Can you stand up? I can't hear. Did I hear how I can differentiate between? Oh, the shaitan operates on the nafs, my friend. This is how it is. Shaitan operates on the nafs, always. And that's why when you purify your nafs, shaitan task becomes much harder. But if I give my nafs everything at once, shaitan comes in. I'm not sleepy, but I'm bored. I'm going to go to bed. So shaitan comes in you in Fajr and says, don't wake up. So he operates on the nafs. That's in the tazkiyah. I have to do one day a workshop for you in tazkiyah. I have to, inshallah. Yes. I'm sorry, what is the word?
God used this chapter, the word chest, not heart or mind.
Sadr.
Different between heart or mind, because Quran take every word
different. لا, هو العقل والقلب. Right? So القلب هو محل التفكر. والعقل محل ال okay, I'm trying to translate and everybody throw up. It's okay. Today I'm forgiving you. I just came from Umrah, so alhamdulillah. طيب إن رمضان is coming. Yeah, so هو in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use nafs, use qalb, and use aql. And always al-aql, always al-qalb is the place to comprehend that is not seen. Al-aql is where the place where you make decisions. So usually the king, the one who control everything in me is al-qalb, taba'an. Yes, right? And then the qalb, the aql, again, we do this, but reality, we don't know where is it. But Allah said, إِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَلَ أَبَصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَلَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. So we know the heart is in the chest. But where? I have no idea. So here you go. And then the aql, according to. So if the heart, the king, is pure, all my decisions are pure. If the heart is corrupted, my decisions are corrupted. طيب, last one. Bismillah. I was about to say Jazakumullah khair, but then you raise her, alhamdulillah. Okay.
Ah. While we're trying to do our best, do our part, but then not depending on our own action.
So what is the, that's a whole lecture about tawakkul, but that's okay. So what is the best way to really rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Okay. So basically, I have the mic, right? The mic is a mean, right? And I am supposed to take the mean because it's a sunnah, right? But I'm not depending that the mic will make my voice heard. I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wants, He will make you hear my voice. And if Allah wants, although I'm using it, He will not make it. So I take the means, but I don't get upset. That's the sign. When the means didn't work, then I'm not relying on Allah. Did you do your part? Where did you do your part?
Where do I draw the line?
Let's say exam. Simple. Exam. Did you study? Did you study the average that you pass? Did you study heavy so you will get the A+? Yes, I did. But then when I go to the exam, I don't say, I'm not worried. I studied very well. Then you have no tawakkul on Allah. Because the result is not in my hand. The result does not depend on the means. Meaning, maybe this will make it easy for you. 1 + 1 = 2, not in Islam. Why? La. Yes. 1 + 1 = 2 if Allah wants it. Inshallah. Because 1 + 1 can be 10. That's the barakah. We all talk about it. And 1 + 1 could be -2 because Allah stripped the barakah from it. So reliance on Allah, when you say, Ya Rabbi, you told me to take the means. I took it. Please don't disappoint me. Now you are a mutawakkila. Now you are mutawakkila. You took all the means. But I don't know if this is going to happen. I don't know if you will understand me. I come in as like, Ya Allah, make me speak things that pleases you. Right? I studied, I have the book, everything in front of me. Why? But because I'm relying on Allah. Because I know nothing will happen without His permission. Already, it's an hour. Who is now? Who's the last one? What?
A lot of online are asking for the name of the book.
The name of the book is At-Tafsir al-Munir. Here you are. At-Tafsir al-Munir, but you have to know Arabic. It's not translated yet. And Wahb al-Zuhaydi is the author. Jazakumullahu khayran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathir.